You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Respect the past and represent the future with new gear from the Cleveland Browns Pro Shop. Shop the large selection of all new jerseys, t-shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Stop by the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. That's Monday through Sunday, or shop now on shop.clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. Again, questions today. Top three jerseys. What are your top three uniforms in the NFL? Also, jersey with no shirt under, basketball jersey with no shirt under, a.k.a. a tank top. Or jorts.
Nah.
Or jorts. What are you doing? You have to do one. Let's start with Johnny B in Cleveland. Johnny B, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how's it going, man? Johnny B, the karaoke king of Cleveland.
Ooh. Karaoke. What's your go-to song? What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, man, My Girl. No doubt about it. The classic Temptations. No question.
All right. Solid.
However, you got to give me a point on either side of the coin for on both sides of the coin for the jersey without a shirt. It all depends on what body is inside that jersey. First of all, let me explain. Women look so sexy without a t-shirt on under their jersey. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Also, if you got arms the size of mine, which is great, man. I'm telling you, I've been working out, man, for at least 50 years. I'm 53 years old.
You got the pipes, you're saying. You're doing
push-ups at 3 years old?
I got the back arms, baby. I got the front. But if you're a little scrawny guy, please put a t-shirt on under your jersey. So it all depends on the body and the frame inside of that jersey.
You're saying there are, again, and this goes back to my argument that I think is the definitive argument on this matter. There are people who can look good in the basketball jersey without a shirt under it, and there's nobody who can look good in jorts.
I think you're 100% correct, man. I think you are just 100% correct. Yes, you must put a t-shirt on under the jersey, unless you're a very sexy young lady or you got arms the size of mine.
There you go. The karaoke king. He's still saying jersey. He's jersey over
jorts.
But
how many individuals have arms as big as Johnny's?
I don't know. I think there are two in the studio right now.
Yeah, we'll see. I still won't put a jersey on.
You could, though, if you wanted to. I'd support it.
I know.
Okay.
Thanks.
Let's go to Dave in Zor now. Dave, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to ask Matt his thoughts on, to me, some of these negative shows we've been having, and when the guys are in the midst of this playoff run and trying to bring a championship home, I think it's a big negative, you know, talking about the coach being fired.
It's crazy. Love not resigning, you know, Kyrie being a wimp because he's injured, right?
I mean, being a player, don't you want your fans to back you, win, lose, or draw, and let's bring this thing home? You know, I just think it's such bad timing for.
You're absolutely right, Dave. But the one thing that you have to understand is that the industry of radio makes money when people listen. And when people listen, they're more engaged by controversial things that have two sides of the coin. And, Howard Stern didn't get along with everybody. You know, he was always very controversial. That's what made, Letterman good and Johnny Carson good was his, you know, the quick humor, the interesting questions. But also, too, what a lot of people don't understand is when it comes to radio, when those people stop talking, they want you to keep listening because about 3 minutes, they get to market whatever product they want to you. So it's about making good radio, and good radio isn't always telling you exactly what you want to hear. Believe me, players are not listening.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
Players aren't listening. Players don't care. You know what I mean? They make more money in a year than a radio station is worth, you know, in some cases, or their net worth is significantly more as an individual than the entire brand or the station that could be sold for. So you're a blip on a big radar, especially when it comes to local. If there was like a beat reporter that you thought you confided in and maybe gave information about a topic at some point in the last year or two, who came out and really walked a hard line about you and your team,
then you'd get pissed.
Next time you'd see him, you'd go, like, if you really had that good relationship, you'd go, what's going on, dude? Like, is that really necessary?
Yeah.
Very similar to the way we talked about Joe Thomas's comments about Johnny Manziel. Were they really necessary? Were they really appropriate? Did the dog need to get kicked while he was down? Or could you just have sat back and let this kid prove himself to you? without coming out and voicing or drawing attention to something that was moving in a positive direction to just negate that growth and stagnate the organization slightly from, you know, a very, you know, famous tenured staple here in Cleveland, which is Joe Thomas.
Sure. So you're not paying attention really.
God, no.
Yeah, you're not.
Some players are, you know.
Right.
Or like, you know, for, I mean, some players' wives are. As you could hear, I mean, even J.R. Smith's comments in an ESPN.com article, his mom was truly affected by the negativity of the New York marketplace. When he wasn't playing well, when the Knicks were so bad, they're paying him all this money, he was shooting, you know, more than he needed to be, getting in trouble, so on and so forth. The media just took it and ran with it and painted this picture of J.R. Smith as this bad guy. Now, I'm not saying he is or he isn't, but he comes to Cleveland. He buys into the culture here. LeBron, you know, rights his ship. They win. He gets opportunities in the Eastern Conference Finals to be the man.
The best player in the world.
And he delivers. Exactly. You know, so it's just all about the media can spin whatever they want, however they want. And as we've heard, Nathan, which you and I both get upset about, is the speculation on every single little topic just to stir a pot, to sell some newspapers, to sell a marketing deal is ridiculous, and it's something that, you know, I hopefully at this point right now in my career will never have to do.
Yes, absolutely. Let's all hope for that. Johnny B. in Pittsburgh, our guy. What's up, Johnny B.?
Well, Matt, I tell you what, I had a great time when Grossi stirred that pot up, and it was you. That was your finest moment, you know, when you basically said, you know, the what time and why do you do this now, and everybody knows that. But let's get to the jerseys. I think the all-time, for me, the all-time would be Patrick Ewing with the gray, you know, under the shirt with the Georgetown.
Georgetown, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go that, you know, and also.
But he was just wearing that T-shirt to cover up back knee. He had a horrific back knee, and that's why he had to. I'm serious. True story.
No, I know.
Google it.
I definitely know, because there's a lot of bodybuilders that you shouldn't be, you know, doing cut-off sleeves, but when the bodybuilding shows come, that's what they get paid to do.
That's right.
But let's get to the NFL jerseys. I would like to go more retro. I think top three, at least to me, I would love the old New Orleans Saints with the when Archie was the quarterback.
Okay.
I really thought they were just something different. I know they weren't the man's colors, but I love the old Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, yeah, with the orange sherbet?
Yeah. And then the favorite, though, I have to say, is the San Diego Superchargers, man.
The powder blues.
They were the best.
Chris Berman's favorite.
The best.
Yeah, I agree. So, I think those are pretty strong. So, you, Johnny B., you and the guy from the uniform watch do not agree. He does have the Chargers in his top five, but after that, tough to find some of the teams whose jerseys I
just
actually like.
And for you, for those out there who are actually giving this uniform watch merit, Google Paul Lucas UniWatch and click Don't Go Web to read his articles. Click images and take a peek at this gentleman.
Well, the best part about it is, though, at the top of the article on ESPN, they have a video where he's in a box on the right and there's a female interviewing in the box on the left, but they freeze frame it at a point where he just kind of looks absurd.
But I mean, even the glasses, the goatee, like, come on, dude. Like, what? It's 2015.
Yeah.
Okay. You
want to
live in the 70s? Peace. Come on. And you're judging uniforms. Come on.
So we'll continue to talk about the uniforms. We'll get into those uniform rankings. Coming up next, though, we will have Matt Williamson, the NFL scout for ESPN.com, co-host of the Football Today podcast and Fantasy Dynasty analyst. He was a former college NFL scout for our Cleveland Browns. And we're going to get his take on the Browns offseason. He does not like the pass catchers, does not like the passing offense of the Browns. We'll find out if he thinks it's better this year than it was a year ago. What, you know, what moves he might have made differently given the free agents that were out there at the wide receiver position. We will ask him all of that when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.